Dershowitz, Harris trying to appeal to anti-Israel crowd with moral equivalence between Hamas, Israel. By Ian Hanchett on July 25, 2024. On Thursday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's The Record, Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz stated that 2024 Democratic presidential candidate Vice President Kamala Harris seemed to create a moral equivalence and she was trying to appeal both to her left-wing, anti-Israel people and to the pro-Israel people. You can't do that by creating a false moral equivalence. Dershowitz said, let's remember that people are trying to make a moral equivalence between Hamas and Israel. Even the vice president, Kamala Harris, in her statement, seemed to create a moral equivalence between the suffering of the Gazans and the people who were killed in Israel. The difference is this, the people who are suffering in Gaza are suffering as a result of Hamas. Hamas is using them as human shields. Hamas is the one who is taking their food away. Hamas is the one who is firing rockets from mosques and schools. So, there is no moral equivalence between Israel's self-defense actions, which are trying to minimize civilian deaths, and Hamas attempts to increase civilian deaths. He continued, and these useful idiots, as I think Netanyahu appropriately called them, they're total ignoramuses. They have no idea what they are calling for. They want a ceasefire. But the barrier to the ceasefire right now is Hamas. So, if you want to protest, protest Hamas. If you're pro-Palestinian, protest Hamas. That's the worst thing that's ever happened to the Palestinians is Hamas. And so, I'm disappointed at Harris' statement. She was trying to appeal both to her left-wing, anti-Israel people and to the pro-Israel people. You can't do that by creating a false moral equivalence. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.